Hello. Welcome to today's blog. This one is entitled Effective Management Training. Effective management training is important to you because if the managers in your organization perform well, they will be one of the main causes of your continued success. But on the other hand, if your managers don't perform well, they can become one of the main causes of failure. The managers are the pivot points in your organization. The managers are pivot points in the sense that they are the people responsible for taking the strategic goals and plans from the group, who form the organizational leadership, and they implement those plans by a process of organization, delegation, preparation, action, reaction, and adaptation. The manager is the person who turns the theory into practice, in the sense that he/she is the intermediary between the planners, i.e. those in the boardroom and offices, and the other people who do the work, i.e. those at the coalface, factory floor, or facing customers. So, the managers are of immense importance to the success or failure of an organization. What is it that management training can do to help your organization? Effective management training can help your organization by giving to your managers three things. 1. An effective mental model of exactly what it means to be an effective manager. 2. Specific instruction on the behaviors and skills, exactly what to do and what to say, and what not to do, and what not to say. 3. Sufficient time to practice the skills in a safe environment so that they can get the feel of how to put the skills into practice the very next day after the course. What is the content that the effective manager course should focus on? The manager course should focus on the 6 key skills and attributes that all managers must master if they are to be successful in the role. The key attributes of managers are as follows. 1. The ability to achieve goals and targets within the time allotted for them. 2. The ability to communicate effectively to all types of people. 3. The ability to manage their timeline. Organize, delegate, and prepare. 4. The ability to manage poor performance issues and difficult personalities. 5. The ability to self-motivate and self-inspire. 6. The ability to inspire and motivate the troops, those at the coalface, factory floor, or facing customers. 1. The ability to achieve goals within deadline limits is important to the manager because the organization, as a whole, requires that each individual team is able to contribute their products to the whole at the right time. As a metaphor, the whole NASA space shuttle assembly is of no consequence if the astronaut space helmets don't work. We can't send them into space without the helmets. You must be able to get the goods ready, on time, to the desired standard, or above. That is the first role of the manager. All else is secondary. 2. Communication skills. The effective manager course must include notes on how to be a good communicator. The manager has to deal with all types of people, from the big cheese to the janitor. And he must be able to forge and maintain good working relationships with all. If there are communication breakdowns or relationship breakdowns, then the effect of those is to cause the function of the team to suffer. Good communication means good powers of verbal expression. Good negotiation skills. Good powers to explain and teach. Good powers of persuasion and good levels of confidence. Some people can do this without any help. Other people need help, and that is why management courses should always provide a strong section on verbal expression and communication. 3. Planning skills. The effective manager training needs to cover planning skills. The ability to plan ahead, prioritize, prevent problems, organize, and react to changing circumstances is also part of the manager's remit. And this is not easy. It is not easy to organize and delegate tasks to other human beings. Other human beings have a terrible tendency to act in accordance with their own designs, which are not necessarily the same as the plan of action. So, planning is important, but so too is 4. Handling difficult personalities. As soon as you get a group of people together and try to get them to work towards the achievement of a goal according to a predetermined plan, you will find conflict will erupt in some form. People disagree. People disagree about the goal. People disagree about the plan. They don't like the plan. Sometimes they don't like each other. And yet they have to work with the people that they don't like. And the manager has to manage this process. So the manager needs training in how to handle conflict and difficult people. Therefore, conflict skills are important, but so too is 5. Self-motivation and self-confidence skills. The effect of striving to hit deadlines, dealing with all types, from big cheeses to janitors, the effect of writing and rewriting plans, and of dealing with interminable squabbles between members of the team, can have a deleterious effect on the psyche. I.e. sometimes the manager can feel fed up and sick of the whole damn thing. So then the question arises, who will ride to the rescue and motivate the downhearted manager? Will it be the big cheese boss who will come downstairs from the ivory tower and deliver a motivational speech? No. Will it be the janitor? No. Will it be the team will get together and agree to pull together and thus motivate their manager? No. So who can the manager rely upon to motivate him? Her. He can rely on nobody but himself. The managers must be able to motivate themselves. They must self-motivate, self-inspire, self-encourage, and develop their own self-confidence, self-esteem, and personal initiative. Some people can do that without any help. Other people need help, and that is why management courses should always provide a strong section on how to develop self-confidence, self-esteem, and personal initiative. If you have come this far, you now can take the final step. Step 6. 6. The ability to inspire and motivate the troops. If you have the ability to achieve goals and targets within the time allotted for them, the ability to communicate effectively to all types of people, the ability to manage your timeline, to organize, delegate, prepare, the ability to manage poor performance issues and difficult personalities, the ability to self-motivate and self-inspire, then you will, as a bonus, have developed the ability to inspire and motivate the troops, the workers. It is important to inspire others around you because people who are not inspired don't work very productively. People who are inspired do. The problem is that problems tend to disinspire most people, and so they become less productive, which causes more problems, which causes people to become less inspired, which negatively affects their performance, which creates more problems, etc., etc., etc. So, managers must work hard to create and sustain a positive atmosphere in the team. Some people can do this without any help. Other people need help, and that is why management courses should always provide a strong section on how to develop a positive atmosphere in the team. Effective management training is important to you, because if the managers in your organization perform well, they will be one of the main causes of your continued success. Effective management training can help your organization. For more information about the Effective Management Training course, please visit the Corporate Coach Training website. Thank you.